Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Assalamu Alaikum. That's that greeting of peace. Peace be unto you. My name is Eddie, and I'm the host of the Dean Show, and we are here at the second annual Journey of Faith Conference. So why are all these Muslims coming together under one roof? That's because it's a journey to Allah. Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Eddie from the Dean Show, my brother. Happy to meet you, Akhi.
Let me get a hug.
Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, we're happy that we're again meeting our brother from Chicago, Eddie from the Dean Show. Welcome into our city, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Brah! This is where we practice the Strictly Sunnah boys here, inshallah ta'ala. We're very happy to be here again and to spend time with our brother and to benefit from the Muslims and the atmosphere here, the knowledge.
Which sheikh is just talking now?
Right now, they're just testing the machines.
How's it going?
They want to know why you have the headphones on. Talk to us.
I have the headphone on because
he's pretending he's important.
Yeah, we're pretending we're important.
So are you with the FBI? I'm joking. We're just trying to break some ice. Yeah. You brothers are doing some wonderful work. Tell us, Uyak, tell us now, real quickly, you guys are doing some wonderful work. What goes into something like this?
A lot of hours, a lot of sleepless nights.
You got a walkie talkie. Are you the police?
No. I'm no police. I'm just another volunteer like everyone else.
Well, tell us, you're here. It's Friday night. What brings you here to volunteer your time, put all this effort into helping out this good
Definitely.
Organization?
You know what? At the end of the day, subhanAllah, it's all for Allah Azza wa Jal. And, you know, we just got to do it for Him and Him only, right? So I'm volunteering, putting my hours, inshallah, may Allah, you know, bless our efforts and, you know, accept them. That's the main thing, inshallah. And that's the only reason I'm here for. So alhamdulillah, you know, just make dua. Dua is our most powerful weapon we have. And if we all cumulatively make dua, we can, inshallah, succeed in this life and also the hereafter. And may all the volunteers and everyone's efforts be accepted.
You said dua and you said weapon. Some people might get a misconception. Tell them, what do you mean dua? Translate dua.
What I mean is that we don't realize as Muslims sometimes how powerful a dua can be.
What does dua mean?
Dua means praying to God. And absolutely. So we basically have to, inshallah, you know, pray to God, make dua, make strong dua, and have the taqwa and the niyyah. And be honest with everything you ask. And that's about it, inshallah.
Thank you.
Waalaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
This is where ones who have submitted their entire selves to the creator of the heavens and the earth, are taking a time out from the rat race of life and prostrating themselves to the one who gave them the ability to do the many things that they do throughout the day. The one God who's given them the ability to be here, who's given them the air that they breathe, the food that they eat, the eyes that they see with, the ears that they hear with. This is the God who Jesus, Muhammad, Moses, all the messengers of God, peace be upon them, they prayed this way. They prayed to the one God who created the sun and the moon, who created man and woman, but is not a man or woman. In Arabic, we say Allah. And we're at the journey of faith, and you're witnessing the prayer. In Arabic, Salat. Look at these beautiful positions that the Muslims go through, minimum 5 times a day, prostrating to the one God, to the one Creator. Light on the tongue, heavy on the scale. Light on the tongue, heavy on the scale. La ilaha illallah. You're a young man. You're sacrificing days, nights, weekends. Many people out at the clubs. Youth, it's a reality. The youth out there today are doing a lot of things they shouldn't be doing. You're a young man. What drives you to be at a place like this, doing this good thing instead of the bad?
Basically, paradise.
Paradise.
Paradise. Yes. We want this is the, we're looking for the green, which is ajr, which is deeds, doing good deeds for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which inshallah will get accepted on the day of judgment and we'll get paradise.
One person being guided through you is better than the whole world and everything in it.
Pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I should work for the hereafter more than I work for this dunya, and that's it.
Because this life is short. Next life is forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Once again, working with the team, the brothers, His brothers and sisters that are working on this convention. So it's...
What do I say?
It's uplifting to the iman and the soul.
This, inshallah, Allah accept this and shower us with his blessings. Same reason that you do.
We're here at the Journey of Faith. And we're in the bazaar. Some different booths. Right now people are setting up. This is the lunch area. People here will be coming together to eat some halal chicken. You see everybody's busy, people volunteering their time. It's good we get the youth off the street, and we get the youth busy, because while the youth are chasing the dunyas, their parents have to be really educating them about this beautiful way of life, the way of life of all the messengers, and the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So if they educate them properly and get them involved in activities like this, they're going to be better off. Less of a chance of them getting involved in gangs. Less of a chance of them getting locked up. Less of a chance of them ending up in boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. Things that are not productive for themselves, for their families, or society. So get them involved with the Journey of Faith. What goes into putting a fabulous event like this together?
I think it's a lot of dedication, hard work.
A lot of patience, a lot of time, a dedicated team, a very hardworking team. So you have to have a lot of unity and everybody on the same page.
We are coming up on Noah. Noah was one of the prophets of God, but he's not Noah the prophet, but this is Noah the man. He's on the phone. He is also one of the brothers here who is doing a lot of good work. Tell us, what goes into something like this? A big conference, a lot of people, a lot of responsibility.
SubhanAllah, it's a lot of hard work, and you won't believe the hours that the organizers put into a conference like this.
And this is one of the brothers who is really putting a lot of work into making it happen. What does it take to actually make something like this happen? You got thousands and thousands of people here. You're doing some wonderful work.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I feel honored to be interviewed by the famous Eddie in the Dean Show.
Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah khair. Quite frankly, it takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, and a lot of dedicated individuals. Without the help of hundreds, this couldn't have been possible. It's not a one-man show. It's not a two- or three-man show, as everyone can imagine. There's quite a bit involved here. And alhamdulillah, without the hundreds of volunteers, without the great shura members we have, without all of the dedicated extended team we had this year, you've seen the conference grow twice in 1 year. You've seen it double. So without the really dedicated people, this wouldn't have been possible. It's a lot of work. Our families can attest to that. And inshallah, they forgive us for the amount we've put in and time we've left them alone. But as inshallah everyone can witness, it's been well worth the effort, alhamdulillah.
Well, you see, we have about 600 volunteers who've been working constantly. All the organizing team have probably not even caught one lecture, and that's how it's been for the most of it. I'm not sure about most of the volunteers, but I know for the organizing team, they've been working hard from 7 a.m. till 1 a.m. every day. So it's been a hectic day for the whole organizing team.
Excuse me, does anybody know where Tanveer is? Is that you? Stop. Don't move. Come here. This is the busiest man. This is the man who's making things roll here. This is the man who's the mastermind, along with a lot of other people, all together working cohesively together as one unit. But this brother, mashallah, is doing a lot of good work. What goes into making something like this happen? Talk to us, brother. Putting him on the spot, but he's got to talk now. That's it.
Okay. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Of course, lots of planning, lots of coordination, months of hard work, sleepless nights, 20 hours a day, you gotta pull it. Sometimes you can't sleep, sometimes you have to go for 48 hours because there are tons of work, lots of people to manage, and you can see the chaos. That's how it results.
First thing that I have to acknowledge, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What's the theme this year?
The theme is Journey to Allah. Journey to God Almighty, the Creator.
Talk to us, what's going on this year?
Alhamdulillah, it's going to be a big bang, inshallah. I mean, literally a big bang. It's going to be, inshallah, it's going to be hot.
As you know, the brothers and the sisters are working, alhamdulillah. We have 600 volunteers. All of them, as I said, volunteers. None of them are paid for anything. Yet, mashallah, tabarakallah, the number of hours that they put just to make this thing happen, is countless hours. Walillahi alhamd.
I mean, literally a big bang. It's going to be, inshallah, it's going to be hot.
Things inshallah. Blowing up. I mean, people already associating Muslims with things blowing up. What do you?
what I'm saying is it's going to be a big bang, as in Muslims getting together. We're going to be doing something good for the Muslim community. I don't know if you guys know, but for the first time in North America, Muslims are actually going out. A Muslim event is happening, and they're going out advertising in public. We have TTC, we have Muslim transportation, where Journey of Faith names are all over the buses. Alhamdulillah.
For those people now that want to support, they want to help, how can they help?
They can visit the website and they can submit any queries to us at info@journeyconference.com.
So we're recruiting people for next year's conference. So if someone wants to get involved with organization or marketing or sales or anything, we're actually recruiting people right now.
Other thing is, I think it's about planning and having big names like Zakir Nair, Bilal Philip, Abdullah Hakim, or Abdullah Hakim Quick, and others. And alhamdulillah, I think the Ummah at this time in the city of Toronto, they also need something unique. And Journey of Faith presents something very unique. It's all about following the Sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the Quran strictly, and at the same time, be able to live with the society that we're part of.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. We're here at the Journey of Faith. We brought you to behind the scenes when things were getting set up. Now, things are getting close to a finale. We have a brother here. We want to get some feedback from the people that were here. So those that didn't make it this year can make the intention and put forth the effort that they can be here next year. So let's talk to some people, get some feedback on how their experience is.
I think it's a fantastic conference. We've had a number of great speeches here and great interactions with the speakers. It's been excellent because we've had a number of people also accepting Dawah and accepting the Dawah of Islam and then also embracing Islam as well.
It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
For the people that couldn't make it this year, 2010 is going to be coming around. What do you got to say?
If you weren't here this year, the only thing I can say is you need to get the DVD set or the CD set and listen to what went on here.
Alhamdulillah, it was an amazing conference. A lot of major sheikhs that were able to give us a lot of insight onto a lot of different topics that are not usually touched on in English. So we're able to actually get a lot of the things that some of us who are non-Arabic speaking were able to actually get on. So alhamdulillah, it was excellent.
I'll say speak to the people that have showed up this year because everybody, all the testimonials I've gotten were fantastic.
Alhamdulillah, it was very good. I like all the speakers, especially I like Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim, Sheikh Tawfiq Chaudhry, and Sheikh Saeed Ragan.
Tell us, is this a private event because there's a lot of Muslims? Should a non-Muslim be scared to come to an event like this? Or is this open to non-Muslims if they want to attend?
Alhamdulillah, this year, some young sisters, they proposed an idea and they said, last year we only had 3 people accepted Islam. They said this year let us bring 100 non-Muslims, only 100 alhamdulillah, and let us invite them to the event. And if they don't accept Islam, at least they know something about Islam. So that's what we did. We invited non-Muslims, knowing that Dr. Zakir Nair is here and inshallah we'll be able to convince them. And alhamdulillah, next year we're planning to have a bigger session for non-Muslims.
And show the beauty of Islam through our affairs, through our conduct, through our proceedings, through our teachings, what we're doing. And hence, even today, we had 2 non-Muslim sessions today, Q&A session with Dr. Zakir Naik, Dr. Abu Amina Bilal Phillips. I don't think anyone has ever had that in the Western Hemisphere especially. Alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity to do that. We had another Q&A session for non-Muslims with Dr. Abdullah Hakim Quick, Dr. Abu Amina Bilal Phillips. And inshallah, we are hoping perhaps one day to do a conference just for non-Muslims, inshallah.
We're aiming for 500 bi-idhnillah non-Muslims. And by the way, all the non-Muslim tickets was sponsored by Muslims, for other Muslims who are also seeking the ajr. So inshallah, if I purchase a ticket for a non-Muslim and that non-Muslim accepts Islam, I'll get the reward. I'll take that risk. And this is what we do, what I call business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody wants to do business with Allah. So the brothers and the sisters are not here this year. Inshallah, no worries. Next year, bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be bigger, it will be greater, and inshallah, you will see a lot more activities.
It's completely open to non-Muslims. As a matter of fact, we have guest passes just for non-Muslims. We have a lot of non-Muslims who attend as our guests, completely free. There's no pressure to become a Muslim or anything like that.
It was great. The lectures were incredible. I loved the speakers. And out of all of them, my favorite was Sheikh Saeed Rage.
How was the conference?
Alhamdulillah, it was really good. It's fun. Yeah, very much.
Yeah, I loved it too.
Yeah, it was very good. It was the best conference I've ever been to.
Conference was really good, yeah. Dr. Zakir Naik was a good guy too. And the other speakers, Sheikh Saeed, and yeah, all the other ones, I can't remember the name, but yeah, they're good. I liked it. I hope that everybody come next year.
Who's your favorite speaker?
Dr. Zakir Naik and Dr. Sheikh Saeed Raida.
Dr. Zakir Naik?
Yeah. Naik. No, my bad. Yeah.
You're going to be here 2010?
Inshallah, if I live. I had a lot of fun. The favorite one of my lecture was Dr. Zakir Naik. I got to meet him once, but it was a great experience, and I wish we can do it again.
The Journey of Faith 2009 was an incredible experience. Alhamdulillah, there were many non-Muslims who have come to the religion of Islam.
The conference, Journey of Faith 2, was absolutely amazing.
Also, I'd like to congratulate those of the guests, the non-Muslim guests who have converted to Islam. MashaAllah.
It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
For the people that couldn't make it this year, 2010 is going to be coming around. What do you got to say?
Don't miss it.
That's it. Simple as that. Don't miss it. Exactly. Zaklahai. Thank you.
I would tell you, do what you need to do to get here. This is an unbelievable and expandable experience.
You have to definitely try and make it. It's one of the most profound conferences that are available right now in Toronto. You don't have to travel far. I don't know what to tell you guys, but you have to make it out, inshallah. It's an amazing, amazing conference.
And we'd be happy to have you as our guest here and to be able to have you as one of those people who we can interact with and we can share, because sharing is caring.
You need to get the DVD set.
I mean, 2010, inshallah, we're hoping, inshallah, it will be more exciting, perhaps multiple sides of this attendance, inshallah. We're hoping perhaps, inshallah, with Peace TV and Dr. Zakir Naik, we can have a larger initiative, inshallah.
Mark it off in your calendars. Do whatever you need to do to mark down the Journey of Faith conference next year. It is something that you should try your best not to miss.
Absolutely try to make it next year. It is amazing. It is a don't miss event. If you couldn't make it this year, please try to make it next year.
You need to get down here.
I like the conference. I really like the lecture. We brought in some professionals. I really like Brother Bill Phillips. He taught me a lot, and I really liked it. The marketing and stuff. It was really nice.
It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
When one of the speakers or any of the speakers is speaking, everybody come and listen. So why everybody has to come and listen? Where all the other conferences, you will find some speakers talking and everywhere else roaming around, you know, this place and that place. There is something unique about the speakers and the method of the speakers and how we organize. So I request and I encourage everyone who was not here this year, make sure you don't miss your opportunity next year, bi-idhni subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much. May God Almighty, Allah, the creator of the heavens, reward you and everybody involved with this. Thank you.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And I recommend Deen Show for every Muslim and not Muslim. And not because he's here. I've watched it through YouTube. It's excellent work. And alhamdulillah, it's excellent way of giving da'wah. Keep it up.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you. And we showed you the behind the scenes. This place is jam-packed. So make your intention and make sure you're here for 2010, 2011, 2012, every year at the Journey of Faith.
Everyone can come back next year to this conference.
Don't miss it.
You get a few bad people, the media grabs a hold of that and spins it the way they want to.
If you say that you do not believe in Jesus, you have stepped outside of Islam. You cannot be a Muslim. It is a tenet of our faith to